afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, August 25th, 2014. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver. If you'll rise, please.
Please bow and join me in prayer. Our gracious Father, I humbly ask that you guide our thoughts and actions so that we are doing your will and acting in a manner that is pleasing to you. Dear Lord, that we ask that this governing body have the wisdom to make the right decisions that will benefit the majority. We seek forgiveness of our sins and the strength to avoid future temptations. We ask these things in your precious name. Amen.
Please join me in reciting the pledge to our nation's flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I just want to make a comment, and I know we're just going out for proposals at the facility at Ford Park, the monthly sports facility. I read in the paper, and I haven't discussed or visited with anyone that's preparing this or involved with it, but what I read in the paper make me lean favorable towards this after this weekend, observing the Little League World Series, where the first time we've seen a young lady pitch. We've seen a team from Chicago, an inner city team that hadn't had any ability to be in the Little League World Series in the last 15 years. And the statement in the paper said it would afford inner city kids an opportunity to participate in the process. That's the American way. If that's what it will do, you have my total support. But it must be built on those principles and bases. I just wanted to make sure I went on the record with that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Airport, item A is consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute a lease amendment to Huttard Coaches, Inc. rental agreement. And item B, via addendum, is to consider and possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute the application for FAA Airport Improvement Project Grant Number 30 in the amount of $3,127,840, with the FAA funds providing $2,815,056 and local match providing $312,800. And that project includes runway safety area improvements for runway 1634 rehab, taxiway D rehab, runway 1230 design, and grant administration costs. We have a motion on those items under airport. Been moved and seconded. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Next, moving on to County Auditor, item A is consider and approve budget transfer for the airport to replace the HVAC system. Item B is consider and approve acceptance of donation for from Legacy Community Development Corporation in the amount of $25,450.25 for the benefit of the Cheek First Time Sewer Project. Item C is consider and approve a donation from Beaumont Crime Stoppers. Donations being made specifically and for the express purpose of buying 84 tourniquets for the Sheriff's Office law enforcement personnel. Amount of the donation is $1,751.96. Item D is to consider and approve utilizing available capital project funds to purchase property from Ed Kessler in the amount of $6,000 for the Port Arthur Health and Welfare Clinic parking lot. That will involve a restriction or covenant that prohibits the parking lot used during the business hours of the Mardi Gras of Southeast Texas. Item B is regular county bills, check numbers 397449 through 397698. Have a motion on those items under purchasing. Under auditor. Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under county clerk, item A is to hold a public hearing on the county clerk's records archive plan for fiscal year 2014-2015. So at this point in time, we will open up the public hearing, and I'd ask if there's anyone who wishes to address the county clerk's records archive plan for the coming year. Not everybody at once. All right, then we will close this public hearing. Item B is to consider and possibly approve, receive, and file the county clerk's records archive plan for fiscal year 2014-2015. Item C is to execute, receive, and file the order calling for the November 4, 2014 general election. Do I have a motion on those two items?
Moved.
Been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving on to county commissioners, we are going to take one item out of order, which is item E, to hear a presentation from the YMBL relating to the 2014 Southeast Texas State Fair results. And so I will call up whoever is your designated representative here today.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm here today to present our annual payment to Jefferson County. The payment that's going to be presented today that Patrick has already received is our largest amount that we have sent to the Jefferson County since opening up the fairgrounds in 2004. The actual payment for today is $183,631. Which brings us a total over the past 9 years of $1,512,977.72. For those who did attend the fair, we had a very good fair this year, as you can see by the payment that we just presented to the county. We thank the county very much for all of their help, all of their assistance through this year's fair, and Mr. Alford, all we need is a little bit more parking, and I promise you these checks will get bigger every year. But thank y'all, gentlemen, once again from the YMBL on y'all's dedication and for the service that y'all present to the YMBL. Thank you.
Thank you and the other members of the YMBL, not only for the excellent work you do in putting on this state fair and all the work that involved, all the man hours, but thank you also for the charitable acts that you perform in our community and the nonprofits that you support through your work. We appreciate you. All right. Under County Commissioners, item A is to receive and file executed general land office contract for KEPRA funding number 1516, amendment number 3, to extend the term of the contract between Jefferson County, Texas, and General Land Office. Item B is to receive and file the Jefferson County 2014 amended uniform abatement policy. Item C is to consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the city of Beaumont for the Gulf States Road Project pursuant to Chapter 791 of the Texas Government Code. Item D is to receive and file compiled financial report of Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1 pursuant to Texas Health and Safety Code Section 775.082B. And by addendum, item F is to receive and file an antiquities permit for the State Antiquities Landmark Historic Structures Permit Number 736, which is issued for rehabilitation work on August 18th of 2014 and which will expire on September 1st of 2015. Do I have a motion on those items under County Commissioners?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Next, we'll move on to District Clerk, and we will now, under Item A, open up a public hearing on the District Clerk's Records Archive Plan for fiscal year 2014-2015. Is there anyone who wishes to address the issue of the District Clerk's Records Archive Plan? If not, we will close the public hearing. Item B under District Clerk is considering possibly approve, receive, and file the District Clerk's Records Archive Plan for 2014-2015. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? Excuse me. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under Engineering, item A is considering possibly approve an overweight vehicle permit to Ballard Exploration Company, Inc. for drilling rig equipment moved to and from location off Aggie Drive in Precinct Number 1. Do I have a motion on that item? Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And lastly, under District Attorney, item A is considering and approve a reallocation of four attorneys' budgeted positions in Criminal District Attorney's Office effective August 25th, 2014. Do I have a motion on that item? It's been moved. And seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? All right, that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything that the member of the Commissioner's Court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
I want to inform the court and the public that Saturday evening I attend the awards banquet for our 4-H, and they do an excellent job with Charlotte over there. Overall, they went to a contest, and it was a 105 entrance programs in it. They end up coming in, I think it's 35th, but that's pretty good for city our size when you compare it to all the other larger areas that were there. So they did real well, and they had several to come in first place in the events that they did. So kudos to those young people, and keep up the good work.
We'll note that next Monday is a county holiday. We will have no court next week. And anything further? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you.